synagogues and was praised by all. He came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, and let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord. Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue looked attentively at him. He said to them, "Today this scripture passage has been fulfilled in your hearing." The Gospel of the Lord.
Are you ready? Yeah. Now let's go out and win. Oh, that's next week. Can you imagine for a moment what the coaches are trying to get together to get their team to really go out and win, to win that Super Bowl, and how it gets them all psyched up and they're ready to go out and charge? I'm reminded of that in today's scripture readings. We're not playing the Super Bowl. We're playing something much more important. We're playing with our lives, the gifts from the Lord. And all three of the readings remind us of that importance. In the first reading from Nehemiah, it tells us all about today is holy. Forget about yesterday. Forget about tomorrow. Let's deal with right now and let's take what's given to us. And in the second reading from Corinthians, Paul tells us no matter how insignificant we feel we are in this gathering, in this church today, you're important. And if I fail to live up to what I am called to do, to live, to witness, we're less than the church. In the gospel, Jesus gathers in the synagogue and he says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He sent me to bring glad tidings to the poor." The sad thing is, we don't get it. We don't get it until something tragic might happen in our lives. Then where do we turn? To the Lord. The Lord's always there for us. But are we always there for him? Think about it. If such a pep talk is so important to the winning of a football game, how much more important were these words that we just heard from Scripture to your life, to my life, and to the church's life? The Spirit of the Lord is upon us now. Let's go out and win.